the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Senator Cory Booker launching a filibuster to protest actions by President Trump. Since he took office, Booker says he wants to disrupt action in the Senate to draw attention to Trump's actions to gut federal agencies and ramp up deportation efforts. Kicking off his remarks at 7 p.m. last night, Senator Booker made clear his intention was to disrupt the normal business of the United States Senate for, as quote, as long as I am physically able.
So many heroes before us would say that this is the time to stand up, to speak up. This is the time to get in some good trouble, to get into necessary trouble.
Booker, once again, who began speaking at 7 p.m. last night, is still talking 13 hours later. Republicans are unable to retain control of the chamber until he is finished. In 2016, Booker helped Senator Chris Murphy's nearly 15-hour filibuster to try to pass gun legislation in the aftermath of the Pulse nightclub shooting. Governor Murphy says 20 school districts in New Jersey could lose $85 million in a sudden clawback by the Trump administration.
The announcement comes as communities across the state are already facing increasing strains on school budgets. The Federal Department of Education announced the cuts to grants from a pandemic-era spending plan, saying districts would have to prove the COVID funds are still needed. Murphy says they are for student health and safety. Among the 20 districts that could lose funds are Westwood, Elizabeth, Linden, Keensburg, Hamilton, and Brick. Danny DeCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Should Congress have more involvement in the Trump administration's policies on tariffs? One New Jersey congressman thinks so. Josh Gottheimer, who is also seeking the Democratic nomination for governor, is sponsoring legislation that would require the president to outline a clear strategy for Congress to justify imposing tariffs. He says lawmakers need to do everything they can to make life more affordable, not burden them with additional taxes.
A new tariff tax is unacceptable. I want to make it clear to the president, you don't just crush hardworking families because you decide one day to wake up and do it.
He's also co-sponsoring a measure that would make it explicitly clear that the president cannot impose tariffs under the guise of a national emergency without congressional approval. The 14-year-old accused of killing Newark Police Detective Joseph Ascona was arraigned from his hospital bed last week, News 12 reports. The Essex County Prosecutor's Office says the teen remains hospitalized nearly a month after the deadly shooting, but his injuries remain unclear. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Here comes the sun. We continue to dry out this morning. Watch out for big puddles, though. There are some areas of ponding and even flooding in spots. Now, it's going to be a bright and sunny day, breezy, and definitely cooler than yesterday. No more 80 degrees. Temperatures will settle around 50 to 55 this afternoon. Back to jacket weather. Tonight, clear and chilly. A frost or freeze likely. Lows in the lower to mid-30s. And we're still on the cool side tomorrow. Highs around 50. Going from sun to clouds with a chance of a late-day shower to the north. New Jersey weather made possible by the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation. Whether you're an elite athlete or just someone struggling with pain, Dr. Jody Serra at the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation cares about improving the function of your body. Go to lesspainbetterhealth.com to learn more.
Right now, Union, 41 degrees. It's 43 in Long Branch, Vineland, 46. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app. Get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.